time once again for the Throbbing Hive when we check in with John Moe, the host of Wits, who's also our man plugged in around the clock to the world of social media and the internet. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So, YouTube is about to create a paywall, is that right?
A paywall if you want to go up to that wall and pound your head against it with $10 a month. It's going to launch on October 28th, so it's just around the corner. It's called YouTube Red. And so this is a way you'll pay $10 a month and you will get a YouTube experience that is ad-free, pop-up ad-free, preview mm-hmm. ad-free, no need to skip the ad or maybe stay and watch the full ad to see what Bud Light Lime really is
all about
is doing given the full 30 seconds.
How many people stay for the whole like 5 minute ad version? You
know? I wonder if like the last 3 or 4 minutes of those ads is just like some guy sitting in an office saying, "What are you doing?"
Just you see where it says skip ad, just click right there.
Yeah, yeah. So YouTube Red,
that's a good idea.
YouTube Red is it's tied into with the YouTube Music app, so you, mm-hmm. so it's yet another competitor to Spotify and Apple and all the, you know, everybody. I launched my own streaming music service. Yeah, just this morning. Yeah,
there you go.
I'm surprised you haven't yet, Sean. I'm a little disappointed. So anyway, so that'll be available because that's a place that a lot of the youngs go to get their music anyway, is on YouTube. So now that's going to be a little more streamlined. And then down the road next year, there's going to be original TV series and movies, and they're kind of enlisting a lot of their top YouTube performers, like this guy PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with PewDiePie?
I am familiar with PewDiePie.
Through your kid?
It's like, PewDiePie! Or so he says his name.
I know. Like, my kids just know all about, they talk endlessly about the latest PewDiePie content.
It is a little alarming in a, like, Pied Piper thing when you as a parent go, what? Who? What?
Yeah, I know.
And then you look and you go, this person has 30 million subscribers?
Right, right, yeah.
What is he telling these 30 million
Who
kids?
Are these Beatles? What is this Chuck Berry rock and roll?
Right. I feel like that a little bit.
It's very much the case, yeah. So, you know, it remains to be seen, will people pay $10 a month for something that they can get for free with ads complicating it anyway? But it's a little bit like the Pandora model or mm-hmm. Spotify mm-hmm. or anything else. You know, I'm kind of a little dubious to see what these original series and movies are and whether they'll have people I've heard of or whether it'll be the PewDiePie show.
Yeah. Throbbing Hive with John Moe. We are talking about the going-ons around the internet. Now, Drake kind of broke the internet on the same night as the Star Wars trailer, right?
Yeah, so Drake's song Hotline Bling.
Mm-hmm.
It's catchy. And so it is, and the video for this featuring Drake encased in a small illuminated box mm-hmm. whilst dancing is being parodied so much. It's just it's kind of gotten out of control. You have Hotline Bing, which is my personal favorite.
Okay.
This features Drake dancing in a little box while little Matthew Perry as Chandler Bing from Friends dances all around him and sometimes on his shoulder.
Okay.
You have Drake, because his arms and legs are kind of doing this like swinging kind of motion. So somebody photoshopped and videoed a tennis racket in his hand as if he is a Wii Sports tennis mm-hmm. player.
Well, the thing about the video, I mean, it is funny that he's in this box. The other thing is that he dances like your dad at a holiday party.
Yes, yes, or at a wedding, yes. Yeah, so, I mean, well, and the fact that, I mean, I like the fact that Drake put himself out there looking a little silly and mm-hmm. goofy and not cool at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it really was like a sort of blank slate invitation for everybody to parody it. Now, a lot of people are parodying with the video with Drake in it and then putting new music on top of it.
Right.
So there's one of the Frasier theme song.
I saw that one.
There's one of the Seinfeld theme song. And then people are going the other way and just playing that music while showing the video of Bernie Sanders dancing on the Ellen show.
What I appreciate is that I feel like when Drake was making this, I feel like somebody had to be like, people are going to make fun of you.
Right.
And Drake was like, they're going to make fun of me all the way to the bank because every time that song is part of it, I'm going to get a little bit of dough.
You know, I can't call myself a Drake or I believe it's Drizzy.
Am
I right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Drizzy.
I am not a Drizzy enthusiast normally, and I could not name very many Drizzy songs, but now I know this one, and it's all because of silliness and crowdsourced silliness.
And Sean, you referenced that the Drake video came out the same time as the Star Wars preview. The best one I saw was somebody put a lightsaber into Drake's hands, and it became...
I love
a
those
slow dance lightsaber.
I love
Star
those
Wars
gags
Drake
that will
combo.
Seem extremely dated by like next Wednesday. You know, we'll be nostalgic for mid to late October.
Well, you'll be back next Tuesday to tell us what is new and hot on the internet right now.
What throbs afresh?
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
It's 89.3 The Current.